This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Everyone, as Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
Did you get that? I didn't quite catch it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonShow.com. That was crazy Joe Biden. Demento, Captain Demento is what I call him when I'm not calling him Joey Fingers. Yeah, Joe. Two brain surgeries. Could you understand that? It was unintelligible to me.
That's your murder, Biden. Joe Biden.
Unintelligible. The man cannot speak as I'm speaking to you right now with enunciation, pronouncing all of my G's and my N's, and, you know, actually pronouncing all of the little syllables in between. Yeah, that is the way language works, but Joe Biden has lost his ability to use language effectively the way that you and I do. It's interesting to watch. And the left, they've got to be afraid here. I mean, now that clip there supposedly is Joe Biden saying,
I'm Joe Biden and the husband of Joe Biden.
Now, I listened to it. I kept listening to it, slowed it down. Well, me and the team said, and Joe may be saying Jill Biden. I'm the husband of Jill Biden. I'm Joe Biden, the husband of Jill Biden. Because if you say Joe, you know, if you're not enunciating properly, Joe and Jill can sound the same.
Jill,
right? I said Jill. Or did I say Joe? No, I didn't say that because you could tell. But I was. After I said it, I was like, oops, that one blew up in my face. Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you go Jill, right? Can you tell? You can't now. Aha, got you. Because you can't. You can do that game yourself. So here's my deal. I'm giving Joe the benefit of the doubt that he was saying, I'm the husband of Jill Biden. But the joke doesn't go over well when it sounds like he's saying, I'm Joe Biden, I'm the husband of Joe Biden. Yeah. You go, yeah, I'm Joe Biden, I'm the husband of Jill Biden. Now see, that was funny. But it isn't funny when you are obviously suffering from dementia and you're not doing anything to fight it, to make people not believe it. So it was the talk of the internet for a while, you know, a couple of days ago. That Joe Biden, he's lost it. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I actually believe he was saying Jill. I am. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's not that big of a deal. Anyway, it's a cruel world, isn't it? It is a cruel world. Joe Biden's finding it out. The Democrats are finding it out. They're slugging it out. They think they want to have a shot. But as I said, Democrats, if they didn't cheat, here's what I would say to Democrats. You're a bunch of lying, scummy cheaters is what you are. If you did it on the up and up, you'd never do anything. Your kids wouldn't get accepted to Harvard or UCLA. If you weren't finagling and doing all these crooked things, your kids wouldn't make it. If Democrats and leftists did things by the book on their own, we would easily defeat them. That's why they cheat. You know, you raise your kids with work ethic. You raise them with morals and standards, and they follow it. And Democrats are like, well, geez, I can't compete with Kevin's kids. He's actually, you know, spending time with them and going over homework and, you know, showing them how to throw a baseball or a football or teaching them how to run. And you know, I can't beat them athletically. I can't beat them academically. So what do? I'll cheat. I'll cheat. And if that isn't just cheating to get rid of your kid, it'll be I'll destroy him. Like Adam Schiff. Oh, we can't beat Trump. We can't criticize his family because the man's doing well. So here's what we'll do. We'll overthrow him. We'll ruin his reputation. We'll do whatever it takes. That's what leftists do. Sadly. Afraid of just competing. Look, I've ran track. People beat you. You get beat. You know what happens when you lose a track meet? You get upset. You're like, man, shoot. I got to work on that. Got a terrible start. Got to work on my starts. I didn't come through my transition zone right. Man, I lost my top speed 10 yards or 10 meters, whatever you want, shorter than what I should have. I didn't float well. I was too tight. I didn't run through the tape. You're thinking all these different things when you lose. You know what happens when you win? You don't do anything. You don't refine. You think you're just winning. So go out and run a few track meets at your local track meet and win. And then go to the regionals. Go to the district meet. Go to the regionals. Go to state. Find out, you know what? You ain't as bad as you thought. It's good, meaning bad, meaning good. You're not as good as you thought you were. And suddenly, you know what happens? What a good person does, what a smart person does is say, you know what? I'm gonna compete. I'm gonna refine my game. They get film, they get a coach, they go, you know what? I'm using too much side-to-side movement around. I need to put more front movement. Right? My foot placement is not right. Maybe I just got to get stronger. I got to get more flexible. I have to do. You refine your game for the win. That's not what leftists do. Leftists do not refine their game. They figure out, I could have somebody kneecap this dude before the race. They're looking for ways out. Like old Tonya Harding's people. They will kneecap you right before you go skate in the Olympics. Yeah. They want you out. That's what you're watching. That's what you're witnessing. That's what we're witnessing. You know what we did over a period of 8 years while we suffered during Black Camelot? We refined ourselves. We said, you know what? We will get better. We will grassroots organize. And you know what the Democrats did? They said, hey, let's get the IRS after these 501c3s and c4s on the left, on the right. Let's get them out of the game. That's what they did. Then they said, hey, let's bring in a lot of illegals and let's get rid of their vote. And let's send those illegals into the red states and we can make them purple and eventually get what we need. Let's get attorneys generals to declare this illegal and redistrict and do all this. If they didn't do that stuff, they would not win. And they got to do it now because Joe Biden, I mean, would you want to cast your fate to the winds of Joe Biden? Is that the thing you want sailing your vessel? Joe Biden's wins? Some guy sent me a thing on Twitter mocking the Trump turnout in Tulsa. There was nobody there. And it shows one guy sitting in the audience. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, there were 6,200 people there, which isn't a little thing. But Joe Biden couldn't get 600 people to show up to anything. If he's not paying them, he can't get them to show. And you're mocking us for 6,200? We're exponentially better. And as I've said in many other shows, we exist in far greater numbers than anybody wants to admit. And I use the LA video from July the 4th to demonstrate my point. Anyway, got to take a short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's a cruel world out there. Don't believe me, just ask Ed Henry, formerly of Fox News. Ed got fired. You fired, Ed. Yeah. Ed had reprehensible behavior from Fox News. Apparently he was hitting on people within the Fox News family. So they finally fired him. Now, prior to this, and this is one of the reasons why Fox got mad at me, I believe. So I get fired from Fox News because I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and I stand behind that tweet. But then I went on a radio show, and I wasn't going to say a word about my firing. I believe it is a company's prerogative on who they want and who they don't want. And I said to the management team, I'm not going to sue you if you were to fire me for whatever reason. It's your prerogative. I'm going to deliver what I deliver. If you like the product, fine. If you don't like the product, don't buy the product. So after my tweet, they said, we're not buying the product. And everything was cool. But then I read what they said. And they said, we find what Kevin Jackson said to be reprehensible. And I thought, whoa, the truth is reprehensible to you, huh, Fox News? So I go to do a radio interview, out of New York, and I said, I find it interesting their choice of words in firing me, because Jesse Waters was screwing one of his producers while he was married with a bunch of kids, a woman who worked at Fox, and nothing happened to Jesse. Ed Henry was messing around with a Vegas stripper while he was married, and nobody said a word about that. Well, they did. They let Ed go for a couple of weeks to let it blow over, let the story blow over, then they brought him back. But my comment, a truthful comment about Kavanaugh accusers, is reprehensible. I said, I'm really finding it difficult to understand how Fox makes a distinction between what one person does and another. Now, if I were a lesser man, I would tell you it could be racial. But I don't know. And I left it at that. So Fox is like, ooh, we're not going to do anything with Kevin Jackson. In fact, I'll give you a little inside baseball. I was supposed to do an event, a huge event, invited. I was going to go to D.C., speak, meet with the president, etc. Fox said, if you have Kevin Jackson at this event, we won't cover it. They said this to the event holder, the person who was doing the event. They called me up and said, Kev, we want you there, but Fox won't cover it. And I said, hey, look, you got a job to do for your organization. Don't worry about it. Remain friends with the group. But I said, I don't want you making a choice between me and Fox, because you're going to have to choose Fox. And I don't want you to feel as though I don't feel second fiddle. I get it. I know my place in the universe. But we all know I'm right. And the guy's like, I get it, man. He's like, you know, the person telling me about the event, he's like, man, we are of the same mind. And thank you. He thanked me for being so judicious. And I'm like, no, I get it. And you got an organization to run, run it. But that's how bad it was with Fox. They were so afraid of me going to this event. Like, and I wasn't going to talk about them. I'd already told them, look, there's no hard feelings. I think you're making a mistake, but there's no hard feelings. It's your money. It's your brand. You can do what you want. But don't you dare call my comments reprehensible, because I spoke the truth. If they had left it at that, to this day, I'd be telling people, look, I don't watch Fox. I didn't when I was on it. But I don't have anything against them. And to be honest with you, I still don't have anything against them. I think they're morons. I used to have respect for the management team, the women that ran it. I don't. You want to know why I don't have respect for them? It's very simple. When you recognize that you're wrong, you should admit it. It's that simple. I've done it. I do it to this day. I've evolved in that, but they don't. So anyway, I said that about Ed Henry at the time. Now, Ed gets brought back, and let me tell you, Ed is a really nice guy, super nice guy, and I get why he's been on TV and why people like hanging, you know, why he's on there. He's got a great personality, as do I, but Ed made the cut, and so he's back on TV doing his thing. Then he gives a part of his liver to his sister, and oh boy. You know, they freak out. Oh, that's so great, Ed. They did an entire series on it. And where do we end up? We end up with Ed right back in trouble, lost his gig. Probably has deeper implications than people know. Because, as I said, Ed has a problem. And he's had it for a while. And Fox just, you know, swept it under the rug. So that's where we stand. But I'm going to tell you something. While Ed has got a lot of problems, I'm not going to get caught up in it. We have a lot of problems. America's got a lot of problems. I was looking at some statistics, and we talked about this the other day. Do you know that ambulance data shows that drug overdoses jumped? Get this. 18% in March, 29% in April, and 42% in May. Overdoses, drug overdoses, people on lockdown, worrying about what's going on in the world, worrying about all the things that they should be worried about. Can I pay my bills? You know, am I going to have a place to live? Are they going to come repo my car? Am I going to have enough food to eat? All these things that they weren't worried about pre-lockdown, pre-Chinese Wuhan. And now, you know, nobody's talking about this. Left isn't talking about this. This doesn't fit a narrative. This isn't a cop problem. We're talking about drugs. I don't have an issue with drugs. I never would never take a drug. Not a drug that's not prescribed for me for a particular thing. I don't use illegal narcotics, illegal drugs, nothing. I never have and never will. So, you know, I don't really have a dog in the fight. But I'll tell you this, if there is a drug problem, it is a problem created by leftism. These suicide spikes, drug overdose spikes, because I talked about suicide the other day, these are squarely on the shoulders of leftism. I guarantee you the majority of this stuff is happening where? In big cities. I mean, who's going to tell you about this stuff? What are you going to do when you find out that mask ruined your lungs? It restricted your air supply. And not only that, you were breathing particles into your lungs, and now you find out you got lung cancer. Don't be surprised if you see a spike in lung cancer because of these masks. I don't wear them. I'm giving you guys the reasons why, but I'm just giving you some things that you need to be thinking about. Nobody's telling you the statistics about the number of drug overdoses, the number of suicides during the time of the Chinese Wuhan plandemic lockdown. Nobody's talking about this stuff. You know what a lint trap does for your dryer? Have you ever taken that little thing out and got the lint that's in that trap? If you've ever washed clothes and you dried them, you know what I'm talking about. I see that. That's what your lungs are doing with all these different cool little masks people are breathing in. Anyway, we've got a ton more to talk about, so keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force says they're encouraged that the average fatality rate continues to be low and steady in states where coronavirus is surging. The briefing taking place at the Department of Education as the president is continuing to push for the reopening of schools this fall, to which Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says is necessary.
The pediatrics guidance concluded that everyone should start with a goal of having students physically present in school. Fully open and fully operational means that students need a full school year or more. And it's expected it will look different depending on where you are. What's clear is that students and their families need more options.
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of President Trump's effort to give employers more leeway in refusing to provide free birth control to their workers under Obamacare. This is USA Radio News. Like many clothing companies around the United States, Levi's is planning layoffs. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories. Levi's had to temporarily close their stores due to the virus. Many of the department stores that sell its jeans were also closed. Levi Strauss & Company said the second quarter revenue sank by 62%.
Harvard and MIT are suing the Trump administration over its new policy barring international students from coming to or remaining in the United States if their classes are taught entirely online. The suit, filed in a U.S. district court in Boston, says the new policy is arbitrary and capricious. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I gotta tell you, it cracks me up how people, think that this virtue signaling is gonna make them iconic, figures in history. Kaepernick believes he's gonna go down in history as a Martin Luther King. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. I think he thinks he's bigger. I think he thinks that he is leading revolution. He wants to believe this. Colin Kaepernick represents every black thug on the planet. Essentially, that's what he's telling you. I represent the black thug. I don't represent the cause of black people. If he gave 2 seconds of thought to it legitimately, that's the conclusion he would come to. Played a clip the other day of a black communist in Portland talking about Donald Trump being the second president of the Confederacy. And, how mistreated black people. I mean, this is a dude that is speaking out loud. He would have been lynched in the very people that he supports and votes for. They would have lynched his little butt back in the 1800s. He would have been looking for people like us to protect him. Same with Kaepernick. They want a virtue signal because, there's all this oppression. And it's funny. I mean, look, the common sense aspect of this is, and we all know this, what I'm about to tell you, but the fact that this multimillionaire black dude is talking about how oppressed he is and he can't give you a single example of his own to talk about. The only examples Kaepernick can give you are examples that he's seen in the media. He's telling you, I'm a product of the media. Whatever they tell me, I believe. And then he goes out and he spreads the same crap. LeBron James, all of them, making money. Kaepernick is probably doing better now outside of the NFL because he got a fat contract from the NFL to just leave it alone. That's why he's never going to play in the NFL. Roger Goodell, please pick up Kaepernick, please let him play. He's still a good athlete. He's never going to play again. He got a fat contract, and that fat contract says you cannot play. Now, they won't give you the details of that, but he will never, ever play in the NFL again. I've just given it to you. It won't happen. But he thinks he's going to go down in history for having, anti-cop, I'm down with the people, all that. And as I said earlier, nothing's ever happened to him. And I'll go a step further. Kaepernick doesn't even know anybody that has suffered at the hands of the police. He does not have first-hand knowledge of a single person. I'm not talking about when he goes to an event and somebody tells him another story. Yeah, man, cops brought me down. They did this, that, and the other. Yeah, I met that guy. No, I'm talking about Kaepernick does not have a, prior to him taking a knee, he did not have a single friend that he could say, the cops beat him down, the cops killed him, nothing. He's a product of media. And all of it was done to build his career. He's doing better now than he was ever playing football. He would never go back to playing football. To become an ordinary football player again when he is now a social justice warrior? A warrior for the lie. Not a warrior for truth. A warrior for the lie. And now he can go everywhere and everybody, oh, there's Cap in it. There's Cap, man. Look at Cap, 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 Cap. And he can live on that false bravado for some time. But you know what that sucker goes home every night and does? He sleeps and goes, I'm a fraud, a total fraud, and I know it. And the same with LeBron and all of them. Problem is, they don't care. They don't care. But what it's doing is, it's showcasing the win. I tell you, they want you to believe we're losing. Kaepernick, he comes out, man, black people have been oppressed. They've been beat down. They've been enslaved. They've been this and that. None of it that he can apply to today. But he's still out there talking that yank. Go read my book, Race Pimping. I explain this game so clear. If you get the book, Race Pimping, go to racepimping.com, buy the book. I promise you, you'll go, holy cow. I didn't have to know about Kaepernick. I didn't have to know about whatever the next thing, George Floyd. My book is all-encompassing. It is written in such a way that everything that comes up, you'll go, that dude is Nostradamus. Because I am. I understand how the game gets played. Black Lives Matter, the racist Marxist terrorist organization that it is playing the game to the hilt. And if you white folks fall for it, shame on you. I'm going to die with you. I'll be the first one they come to lynch. But you know what? I'll be on the gallows going, I told you. I told y'all to watch out for them silly Negroes and y'all didn't pay attention. It may be my last words, but that's okay. Now we got two national anthems that are going to be played in the NFL. One for blacks and one for whites. And a question got asked on this, what happens if a white person kneels during the black national anthem? Pretty good question. I love that query. It wasn't mine. I would have come up with it, but somebody beat me to the punch on that one. Because it's always, I think that way. I go, okay, they play the black national anthem. What are white boys doing? What if the white boys don't have their hand over their heart? Or they're looking around? Or they take a knee? I would have gone there. Because it's a natural place to go. But somebody got to it. Good for them. I like when people are thinking about this. And now I'll ask you the question. What happens if a white dude kneels during Lift Every Voice? People don't even know the origins of Lift Every Voice, a song sang because of Abraham Lincoln, to Abraham Lincoln, written for what Abraham Lincoln had done. And they're tearing down his statue, but wanting to play that song as a black national anthem. Now, I just want you to understand some of the ironies and hypocrisies of all of this. It's insane. I said this, why play Lift Every Voice when there's plenty of old Negro spirituals? Why don't they just do Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home? Sing it on Negro spiritual as a black national anthem during the NFL, a sport where 68% of the dudes playing the sport are black millionaires or multimillionaires. Yeah, sing one of them old Negro spirituals. How about that for some irony, right? I said this before. The NFL could be, I said 100%, but let's just back off. The NFL could be 99% black players with 1% other. It could be 99% of all the players or black of the quarterbacks are black. It could be 99% of the GMs and the management team are black. It could be 99, whatever the percentage would be for the number of teams. There could be all black owners except one. One white owner. And I promise you, the left will still be talking about racism, social justice needs in the NFL until it is completely black. And then they will still talk about it. They will talk about it in relationship to other sports. And then, if all those other sports become dominated by black owners and black players, and we just essentially put white people out, they will still find something to complain about for white folks. Because that is what leftists do. They complain about white folks. They got to topple the establishment. That's why they claim they want to bring down not just some of the statues, all the statues. Abraham Lincoln, think about this. I can give you a real parallel to Abraham Lincoln. You want to know why they're bringing down Abraham Lincoln's statue? Let me just help you with this. Abraham Lincoln is a white man who freed the slaves. He got 360-something thousand other white people to fight against their brothers and their cousins and their uncles in order to free black people. And you know what black racist leftists hate? They hate that a white man did it. They can't let him take credit for being good. They can't let the Republican Party look as if it was the reason for this thing. Why do you think they're destroying this? They know who was at fault. It was Democrats. They won't let you know that. They want Lincoln to... Well, we can't let Lincoln be this guy. And I can give you a perfect real-life example. The guy who helped me start Seeking Educational Excellence is one of the best men I know. His name is T. And T contacted me and decided, hey, let's do something to help the black community. But he says, I got to do it on the sly. I go, why is that? He goes, because I tried it and they ran me out of my city. He goes, I did more to help black people in my city than all the black leaders. And he had bona fide proof. This is a man that adopted 8 black children and sent them to college. One of them became one of the most prominent running backs at West Point. Best holds all the records for running backs at West Point. That was his adopted kid. Won't even speak to him. Became a radical. I'm just telling you, everything this man has done for black people, he should be given a saint. He should be made a saint. And you know what black people told him? His friends in the city, when they decided they needed to target him, they said, you are too active in the black community helping. We have to bring you down. We can't let it be known that a white guy is this interested in helping black people. Can you believe that? That is the truth. So when you ask yourself why are they tearing down these monuments for Lincoln, they can't let people know that white people got fed up with this nonsense. And Abraham Lincoln got 360-something thousands of his brothers. And the sisters that were represented, the wives of these men, said, it's okay. It's for the right cause.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. That was Don Lemon. And he was counseling Terry Crews, who came out and said, hey, Terry Crews said the common sense thing about Black Lives Matter. You want to know what the common sense thing is? If Black Lives Matter, why don't they seem to matter to black people? Why is it that Black Lives Matter only when a cop kills them? Common sense. But Don Lemon wants to equivocate. He says, no, that's a separate movement. Let's hear the rest of that clip. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not an all-encompassing. So if you're talking about, if someone started a movement that said, cancer matters, and then someone comes in and says, why aren't you talking about HIV? It's not the same thing. We're talking about cancer. So the Black Lives Matter movement is about police brutality and injustice in that manner. not about what's happening in black neighborhoods. If you, there are people who are working on that issue, and if you want to start that issue, why don't you start it?
Yep. Blacks killed by cops, and suddenly everybody's up in arms. Black folks want to, you know, go riot. They want to loot. They want to no justice, no peace. Those lives matter, but not the lives of blacks killed by other blacks. See, that, America, is what's known as a double standard. And then I love how Don Lemon, the dumbest man on TV, he really is, how he tries to use the analogy of cancer to HIV. Or HOV if you're in the high occupancy vehicle lane. No, so he wants to equate cancer and HIV. Oh, well, you know, you can't say I'm for cancer and then I'm for, you know, but let's talk about HIV. And here's what Terry Crews wasn't able to respond with. And I would have said to Don Lemon. Well, hey, Don, let me ask you this. When Lance Armstrong fought for cancer, was he only battling testicular cancer? That's a pretty rare form of cancer. Or was he kept getting money for the Cancer Society? When people collect money for the Humane Society, is it just for a certain breed of dog? Or is it for all of the animals? Or a certain breed of animal or a certain animal type? You know, trying to make it appear as though, no, this is only about blacks being killed by cops. And here's what's interesting about it. Don Lemon knows this. He knows that the stats don't fit the narrative. He knows this. Let's just say for the sake of discussion, Don, let's play the game you want to play. All right? You want to make Black Lives Matter only about blacks killed by cops. Well, first of all, I would ask you, shouldn't you be concerned about everybody killed by cops? I mean, isn't that the way that these things kind of work? But let's say you do want to be very specific. I want to do breast cancer for black women. I mean, don't you think that's a little bit myopic in terms of breast cancer? I mean, what if Lance Armstrong said, I only want to do testicular cancer for white men or those who ride bicycles? Yeah, Don Lemon doesn't put his brain into gear very often. See, here's the net of it. Leftists are murderers. They're murderers. And the leftists don't care about the number of blacks that were killed in Chicago, and we're going to get to that. Leftists are murderers. They don't care about the number of blacks killed in the womb. Now, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, that sounds rather sinister, rather harsh. But facts can seem hard when they're delivered in today's woke environment. So would you like for me to soften it a bit for you, make you feel better? Let me ask you this. How many black children need to be killed, need to die, before leftists and their attack dogs stop lying? How many? Let me tell you what they won't tell you. They will not tell you the truth about the number of white folks killed by cops. They won't tell you the truth about the reason the number of black folks are killed by cops that are. And by the way, it's generally the same reason white folks are killed, resisting arrest. They won't tell you either of those. You know what else they won't tell you? They won't tell you how many cops die in pursuit of heinous criminals of all colors, but specifically black folks. They won't tell you that. They won't tell you how difficult the job is made for policing in the black community because of, anybody want to guess? Yeah, it would be black folks. They won't talk to you about who's actually creating the problem of cops and policing in black community, which is twofold. It is black folks and Democrats. And the way it comes together is stupid black folks voting for stupid Democrats. They won't talk to you about any of that. So he says, no, man, it's a separate issue, Terry. You can't go conflating one thing with the other. We're talking about only a subset of blacks, a very small community of blacks who are killed by police. They have more importance. You want to know why, Terry Crews? You want to know why people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Because those blacks can be politicized. See, these other blacks, these silly Negroes that have every major city on red alert. Yeah, well, Don Lemon doesn't want to talk about them. defund the police, huh? How'd that go the other weekend in Chicago, where 77 people were shot? New York City, 42 people were shot. Philadelphia, 17 people were shot. Baltimore, 9 people were shot. Atlanta, 24 people were shot. Greenville, 10 people were shot. Cleveland, 7 shot. Baton Rouge, 8 shot. Omaha, 8 shot. I mean, I can go on. I got all day. I'm looking at my watch here. I got all day. Chicago's bloody gun violence, I'm reading this, continued through the holiday weekend. This was on July the 4th. As many as 67 people were shot, 13 killed, including a 7-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. 9 of the victims were minors, with only 2 fatalities so far, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. I love how they have to put, you know, some extenuating things. That's all we've got so far. But we do have a ways to go, right? I feel like a Baptist preacher when I'm giving you this information. The girl, identified by her family as Natalie Wallace, was outside her grandmother's home at a 4th of July party in the city's Austin neighborhood about 7 p.m. when a vehicle pulled up. 3 men got out and started shooting indiscriminately. Wallace was shot in the head, pronounced dead after she was rushed to the hospital. 52-year-old man was shot during the same attack. He's in fair condition. Tonight, a 7-year-old girl in Austin joined a list of teenagers and children whose hopes and dreams were ended by the barrel of the gun, said Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Twitter. We cannot grow numb to this. We are making progress in slowing shootings, but we have to do better. Every single one of us. Really, Lori Lightfoot? What progress are you making? I would really love to know. I would really love to know. Record shootings in Chicago 3 weekends in a row in comparison to other weeks of other years. Record. Record-breaking violence. Oh, boy. 34-year-old woman, 34-year-old man, and a 20-year-old man were also killed earlier Saturday. The 14-year-old boy was killed in the city's Inglewood neighborhood in an attack that left 3 other people dead and 4 wounded, including boys 11 and 15. 4 men walked up to a gathering and started shooting. They fled and have not been arrested. So I want you just to understand the scenario here, white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, because y'all have regular type 4th of July kind of gatherings. That's why I like hanging out with you. Because there's little chance of people pulling up with an AK-47 or an AR-15 and deciding to just pepper the joint. And I don't mean putting it on our food. Yeah. What happened was, black folks were gathered, having a good time, playing a little music, some dominoes, you know, drinking Kool-Aid and eating watermelon, whatever. And some other black dudes pulled up who probably had a beef with one person at the event. And you know what they decided to do? They decided to show you that black lives matter. And they mowed down 4 people, killing them at the event that was supposed to be black folks don't celebrate the 4th of July. That's a white man's celebration. So for whatever reason, they were out there celebrating, that they didn't have to go to work, or I don't know, you get a little more money in your government check on holidays, I don't know. But they decided they were going to shoot the joint up. And they did. I can tell you this, here's a list of the black kids that were killed over the weekend. Devon McNeil, 11 years old. Sequoria Turner, 8 years old. She was in Atlanta. Devon was in D.C. Natalie Wallace, Chicago, 7 years old. Royta DeMarco Giles, 8 years old. Jace Young, 6 years old in San Francisco. Yeah, Black Lives Matter.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.